Are you tired of the endless supply of terrible storytelling? Of uninspiring, nihilistic stories that permeate most of modern-day entertainment? Are you tired of the diversity, equality, and inclusion standards that are forced upon movie creators and actors? Well, so are we. So go with us on a journey as we chronicle for you the latest news in entertainment, as we discuss the good, the bad, and the ugly of the film industry, and as we pave a way forward to see the kingdom of Christ grow and the dragon of secularism meet its end. If you want to support us in our mission, head over to patreon.com/thePowell Bros, or follow the link in the show notes. There you will gain access to our exclusive show, The Powell Bros Mini Reviews, as well as early access to both Movie Chronicles and Movie Reviews. Now, on with the show.
All right, good.
All right. Well, welcome everyone to The Powell Bros Movie Chronicles, where we chronicle for you the latest in news and entertainment, and doing so from a biblical worldview, as we seek to bring all things, even the film industry, under the glory and honor and kingdom of Christ. I'm one of your hosts, Trent Powell, joined by my co-host, Tobias Powell. How are you?
Doing good.
Mr. Tobias.
Yep.
Good. Yep. Glad to be here.
Yeah, for sure.
Have quite a bit to talk about. I'm going to try. I don't think we need to cover everything that's gone on this week. It's been a lot for the film industry, I guess. We had CinemaCon, which is just a convention where all the big movie studios present all their new projects coming up. And so we got all kinds of news and announcements.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tobias, is there like maybe three things that stood out to you? Three movies, projects that you're either excited about or you're just like, oh, great. Another sequel, another remake.
Well, that's all there was.
This is true.
The probably only original thing that I was interested in was Jordan Peele's new movie, Him. That sounds interesting. Let's see. This is the synopsis that I read.
This is his fourth, like his own movie project that he's directed written and produced.
Yeah, the next.
He's produced other stuff, but
the next in his horror lineup.
Psychological horror film.
Yep.
Franchise. I don't know.
Yeah, this one. It says it's called Him. Is a new horror movie that follows a college quarterback who gets the chance to train with his idol. His idol takes him into a sinister world to see what he's willing to sacrifice for fame.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, so
it sounds. Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. This isn't a Jordan Peele movie.
It is.
It's produced by him. That's it.
It's not directed.
No, this isn't one that he's directing. Directed by Justin Tipping.
Okay, because he directed.
Yeah, he directed
Get
the
Out,
others. Yeah.
Nope, and Us.
Yeah, I was just.
And this is like following the same line of like short titles.
Yeah, I was under the impression it was one of those, but I guess not.
Huh. I mean, maybe that kind of reminds me of what's his name? James Wan, who did I think he started off with the Conjuring franchise. He likes to start franchises. He started the Saw franchise. He started Conjuring. He started there's another one. Mm. And then like he kind of produces or executive produces all the others and hands it off to other directors. Mm. So I wonder if like Peele's doing that sort of. I could be wrong. I totally thought this was all his this was his project.
Yeah.
Because he's produced other stuff. Like he produced the Monkey Man. I don't know if you remember that from last year. It was like John Wick in India or something. I think it was actually produced by him. And so I don't know.
No, this is just produced by him. So, And it's not like the other movies are all attached or anything, so I don't think it's going to be quite like that. But
I mean,
yeah.
It might be. I mean, I don't know.
Well, it's not like it's a franchise that he's handing off is what I'm saying.
No, it's right. But, I mean, it's probably coming from the same studio, I would assume.
Well, yeah, it'd be his studio. Probably his. Because he's producing
his studio, so.
Yeah.
That's where I was thinking. But.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Interesting. His movies are interesting.
Yeah, for sure.
Very racially charged, or very much, you know, dealing with issues of critical race theory and systemic racism and really not so subtle hints and clues and things sprinkled throughout his films that annoy me, of course. But there's a way that he tells stories that I think are compelling. He just, the methods or the way he goes about telling these stories is problematic. But like Nope, I thought Nope was really decent. In some ways, Us is okay. Get Out. I need to go back and watch those movies. I don't know. Like, what do you think about those movies?
Yeah.
I think, didn't you most recently watch Nope?
Yeah, pretty recent. Well, I mean, just this last fall.
Yeah, like for the first time, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I enjoy his movies for sure. They're really not that bad, especially not Us and Nope as far as racial things.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's something mentioned in all of them, but I mean really only the first one is actually like about race,
right?
And even that one it's still done pretty well.
Yeah,
so there's that. But yeah, I mean I like his movies for sure, and though this one isn't directed by him, I it is something I'm interested in. And there are quite a bit of sequels that I'm and franchise stuff that I'm interested in, that was announced. But yeah, we can get into that.
Yeah, one thing I saw this article, I can't remember who wrote it, but it was or what blog post it, but basically saying that the theme of CinemaCon this year was let's just survive to 26. it was basically like all the studios were just saying, okay, this is what we've been working on, we'll pump it out. Not that exciting, nothing original. Mm. All of it's just sequels, remakes,
yeah,
and we'll just try to get by to next year. which seems that's how this year feels like so far. Mm-hmm. For sure. It's just dry and nothing original, and everything we've talked about, this almost everything that is coming out this year is a sequel, remake, a prequel, or yeah, legacy sequel.
Well, it's just a repeat of last year. I mean, that's all last year was too.
True. Yeah. Last year was a little better than this year, but this year is
technically anything that was original wasn't really expected. We can look back now and say, oh yeah, there was a couple originals that did well, but before that, like when we were looking ahead to it, there's probably nothing that we were expecting.
You're right, because I remember going back looking at like the top 15 highest grossing box office films of last year, all except for like one or two were sequels or remakes. So yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So, like we said, I think we can expect, you know, a couple indie movies, you know, like solo movies coming out that we'll look back on at the end of the year, be like, oh yeah, there's a few good ones that came out this year, but nothing that we're like looking forward to, in particular.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess Christopher Nolan's movie, The Odyssey. That'll be original. Well, sort of. It's based on a book. But,
yeah.
I mean, I'm sure. Yeah.
But that's not this year. That's
oh, yeah, year. Yeah, yeah. That's not even this year. That's true.
But we did get some more photos. Like, we got Tom Holland as Telemachus. At least, I think they confirmed that he's Telemachus, maybe. Mm. I mean, he has to
I didn't
be.
See that.
He is. I didn't. Mm-mm. It's the same thing as Matt Damon. It kind of looks like he's just cosplaying as like a Greek Roman. Mm-hmm. As a Greek or Roman. My mind just drew a blank. It's fine, I think. And of course, it's just set photos, so it's not like anything official. So I think it'd be good. Oh, yeah. I think there's a lot of potential surrounding that project.
Yeah, it almost looks like a hoping
for it.
I don't know, a cheap Christian movie. One of the cheap Christian movies, yeah. With the Roman soldiers and Tom Holland. Like Tom Holland looks like Peter or something.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
That's all it looks like. It doesn't.
We also got Zendaya. But I think she's playing Athena.
I think that was the rumor.
Pretty sure.
I don't know if it's confirmed or not, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Cool.
What else did you see that?
Yeah. The only thing else that I guess kind of stood out was, well, there was one today, but the Spider-Man 4 was announced. Mm-hmm. Spider-Man Brand New Day coming out next year.
Yep.
I don't know about you, but I don't like that title.
Yeah, no, the title sucks. I do like the logo, though. I think it's fun.
Logo looks good.
It's kind of a callback to Spider-Man. Yeah, a lot of original Spider-Man stuff. And I do like the logo a lot.
Definitely, I think they are going to continue the story of No Way Home, where he's just his own Spider-Man. He's learning to just be a normal guy while being a superhero, and then of course, you know, everyone is starting from scratch essentially, and I like that. What are they going to pull a bunch of multiversal stuff and make it a big movie? I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised of that either. But what's funny, so like Brand New Day is very similar to a certain infamous comic, Spider-Man comic run called One More Day, which was it was the story that came after Civil War in the comics. Mm-hmm. And they basically, if I can remember correctly, they pretty much start over the whole Spider-Man story. Like he and like his relationship with Mary Jane ends, and or I think she die or they get divorced. I don't know, there's something, but like I know that like that's known as like one of the worst like Spider-Man stories, and it completely ruined the character in the comic books. And so it's interesting that they're calling this Brand New Day because it's that much that's similar.
Yeah,
to
that's funny.
One More Day. So
yeah, and then
I don't know what that means. If that means anything,
Sadie, what's her name? Sadie Sink.
Max from
Strange
Things.
She is rumored to play
like
Mary Jane, not MJ.
A real Mary Jane.
Which would be really interesting if they do that. And then wasn't someone rumored for Gwen? I saw something about possible Gwen casting.
I'm not sure,
but I don't know. I see all kinds of weird stuff.
Sure.
It'd be interesting if they went with Mary Jane after having MJ. That'd be kind of dumb, honestly, in my opinion. Unless they're let's like kind of forget the other movies and like let's do a new story. Like if they do that, I think it could certainly work. If they really continue off of the end of No Way Home, they could definitely do that and do a good MJ. I don't know. We'll see.
I think they will. I think Sony at least wants their own Mary Jane, like a comic book accurate Mary Jane. Like I think for whatever they have planned going forward, they want to set up Spider-Man for whatever future that they give him, and whatever after Secret Wars, everything's resetting. They're not going to do multiversal. Everything's going to reset. They're going to do their own stories in their own
Yeah.
And hopefully in the same universe. And
well, yeah.
Who knows after what Secret that Wars? Leads to, but
well, I doubt Tom Holland's going to do anything after Secret Wars.
Probably not.
Well, I guess we wouldn't have it. I guess there would be the third Spider-Man would probably come out after that, because I think he's doing another trilogy. And the third one would be...
Yeah, he'll do another trilogy.
The third one would probably be after that, because we'll get this one after the first Avenger, and then we'll probably get one a little later, and then... Mm-hmm. So we'll probably get... Actually, no, never mind. Because I think there's not going to be much time between the two Avengers, is there?
A year, I think. I think it's pretty sure it's a year.
So then, so there won't be
same thing.
So
there'll just Infinity
be the
War,
so there'll be the one. Okay, yeah. So there'll be two more after Secret Wars. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think he'll stick around. Through that.
Yeah. It'll be interesting.
And then,
I've been waiting a long time for a good Spider-Man movie. So long.
Yeah, be nice someday.
I feel like, I don't know. It's they've just messed up so much in all the Spider-Man movies. There's things I like about each one of them, but there hasn't been.
I think Vulture
a great movie yet. Since the
Vulture
first Spider-Man.
Vulture is one of the best Spider-Man villains, or one of the best MCU villains, in my opinion, that we've gotten.
Yeah. Yeah, no. With Homecoming is really good. There's a lot of things I like about Homecoming, for sure. Vulture, for sure, yeah.
So, well, yeah, I don't know. And then a year after Spider-Man 4, we're getting the third Spider-Verse movie, finally.
I know.
That was supposed to come out last year?
Yeah.
I don't know. So...
Yeah, it was.
Who's that?
It's either end. I think it was end of 23 that it's supposed to come out. I don't know. Maybe it's
beginning of 24. The second one come out in 23, and then I think the next it was supposed to be a year later that the because it was part one, part two, or supposed to be part one, part two originally. I don't know. Anyways, we move on past Spider-Man. But speaking of Spider-Man and a hero that will probably be in a Spider-Man movie or in the next Spider-Man movie, Daredevil. Tobias, did you watch the latest episode of Daredevil?
Yeah. Well, we didn't even talk about the two before that because I hadn't watched them last week, remember?
Right.
Yeah, so I watched that one that was a throwaway episode in this very short season.
Yeah, 9-episode season. There was a filler episode.
I don't know why.
And did you know that Kamala Khan's dad was in it?
Really? I didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah. That was Miss Marvel's dad, Kamala Khan.
Jeez.
Did you know that?
That was such a bad episode. And then I texted you after I watched the second episode of
you did.
I shouldn't say second episode. How many? That would have been episode
Five was the filler. Six was
So after I watched episode six, I texted you. I was like, okay, this actually could redeem the entire show, depending on what happens next. I thought six was the best episode of the season so far. It was a really good episode. I liked it.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, they're redeeming a lot of what they've done so far in this season. If it only hold up if it continues to be good and they go down this direction. But then I watched episode 7 and it was the worst episode I have ever seen of probably any TV.
Any TV? Well, you didn't watch The Acolyte.
That's true. It was horrible. So what I liked about episode 6 this was like the episode where Daredevil became Daredevil again. Kingpin became Kingpin again. Like they even had like his jacket tearing because he was getting big again. And he actually,
I did like that.
I don't know if you noticed, like, he actually, I even thought it before they did that scene. I was like, oh, he seems like he's getting a lot bigger. And, like, or he looks bigger in this episode. And turns out that was on purpose. And he actually, like he was looking like his old self. And I really liked that. I was like, oh, okay. So, like, for this whole season, they were kind of working up to this for him to be bigger. In hindsight, I see, like, okay, well, I think whoever wrote and directed that episode was smart, and nobody else was. I don't know if these are all written and directed by the same people or what.
It's the writers, I'm pretty sure, are all the same. I think directors might be different.
Yeah,
it was multiple writers all working on the season.
Right. Okay. But
I believe, I could be wrong.
I mean, even if they were working up towards, like, him being, like, bigger and stronger again and, like, being himself again, having that personality of Kingpin, it wouldn't have been worked up very well if that's what they're trying to do. I don't think that's what they're trying to do. I think it's just whoever made that episode, that's what they wanted to do. They were trying to redeem a lot of the stuff, and it was kind of rushed into that episode. Okay. But I was like, oh, they kind of redeemed, like, his personality, like, he's becoming Kingpin again. Even Vanessa was respecting him in that episode, and I think she's like, yes, sir, and stuff like that. Like, she's actually respecting him again. And I was like, oh, this is, like, really great. Like, he's becoming Kingpin, and he's becoming intimidating, and all this stuff. And then it was very good contrast with him and Daredevil, because Daredevil was kind of the same thing, where he was becoming Daredevil again, and he was becoming the vigilante that he is, and the hero that he is. And obviously, like I was saying, there was kind of a workup towards that, but it also, all of it just kind of felt really rushed into that episode, if that's what they're doing, was trying to redeem it and make it an arc. But I don't think that worked. Then we get episode 7, and all that,
we got Daredevil back.
All that gets thrown into the trash.
Daredevil's back.
Yeah, no.
For one more scene.
Yeah, he's in, like, one scene of that. Okay,
what did Kingpin do that whole episode?
He was just sitting in his office as mayor.
Yep.
He was not intimidating.
Directing his little cop posse, his posse of dirty cops.
Yeah.
Telling him where to go and where Muse is, and trying to find Muse.
Yeah.
And get Muse. And
he was not intimidating anymore. He was not big anymore. Like, he's back to his scrawny self.
So weird.
And then the ending of the episode where with Vanessa, it's like, oh, she doesn't respect him. She tries to kill him.
Right, so can like, did you see that coming? Like, I did.
No,
I didn't sense that. Like, she had that meeting at the beginning of episode 7 with the assassin.
Yeah,
and but, like, leading up to that, like, was she looking to deceive him? Was she trying to go behind his back? Like,
there was nothing that showed that she would want to kill him.
Like, like, I'm gonna kill my husband to take over the empire. Okay.
Well, like I said, like in episode 6, like, she seemed like she was respecting him and like seeing him as like the way she was looking at him, like, oh, like he's my man again. And then episode 7, she's trying to kill him. Like, what?
Sure. Right. That's okay.
But this episode, like, even just practically, was so horribly made. Like, there are so many, like, plot conveniences. Like, okay, it's like, did you notice, like, when he was painting with the blood on his nose, he, like, had a drop. He, like, did the eye. They cut away. They cut, and then they cut back, and then it's the whole thing is painted, like, with red blood all over.
Really?
Like,
I didn't catch
where
that.
Where the heck did he get all his blood?
From his nosebleed.
And then when...
You ever heard of bloody nose?
When Daredevil's touching the painting to feel it,
yes, I hated that so much.
Okay,
I was like, it's not a sculpture.
It's not a sculpture. It's
sense.
A painting.
You can't
it's
sense
color.
That's her face.
It's color. Not. It's not. There's not a nose painted on there. No.
And if it was, how can you sense that that's your girlfriend?
Yeah, I know.
But remember, he touched her face earlier on.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so
so dumb.
So stupid. I was like, what is happening here?
And then she was, when she was getting her arm cut, she's like, oh,
stop. It's like, what?
Just a giant syringe cut, like, all the way down her.
Yeah, she's, no problem. Like,
and then there was terrible ADR in this episode, too. Did you notice that?
Yeah, there was some. Yeah,
a lot. Like, I mean, multiple scenes where it's so, like, the mouths were so far off. It's horrible.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. This show was recut and reshot over and over again. You know what so people, you know, from what I heard from the show, like, for those that saw it before it was released, mm-hmm. like, goes got special looks, that people that I follow and that like have similar opinions to me on a lot of this stuff, or similar opinions to us, they said that it got better towards the end. It was pretty decent, and it obviously wasn't the original Daredevil show, but it was a compelling story. Apparently the last two episodes are really good. They also said that most of the whole season was good, but it's not. But you know what I really think is they probably went back, they reshot the scenes with Foggy and Karen just to have that opening scene. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of the show, I think this was the story they wanted to tell, but they had to condense it to 9 episodes because it used to be like 18 or 20 or whatever episodes. Yeah. So everything we're seeing, I think this is the story they wanted to tell. They kill White Tiger off early because that was like the first arc. And then you have the Muse arc. And then now it's going to be Kingpin.
Muse was really weird that he died. The fact that Muse died.
What in the world was with that? Did he just get shot and he's dead?
I know.
What?
I
thought he was supposed to be the big bad. We got two scenes.
No,
with
that's
him.
You're exactly right, though. That's how it's been this whole season. Like, Foggy and Karen out right away. White Tiger out right away.
White Tiger.
Muse out right away. Like, each one of them get like 1 to 2 episodes and they're gone.
Yeah. Muse, like, he was compelling villain.
Yeah.
I thought he was pretty decent. The kid who was like complete psychopath, I thought it was cool that we're getting his backstory in this therapy session. It's like, okay, I'm kind of interested. This could be going somewhere. And then they kill him off.
Yeah.
They have, and that fight scene between him and Daredevil and the Parton was so bad. Mm-hmm. The choreography, I couldn't stand it. It's just they're trying to be like the Daredevil show, but they're falling so far short.
Oh yeah, like so much.
It's nothing compelling.
Oh,
about
and
it.
Then
it's boring.
Yeah. I know. Like when the assistant to Kingpin was like threatening
Harry
BB.
Sisson.
Yeah. I had like a flashback. I was like, oh yeah, she's supposed to be like the daughter or niece or something of what's his name from the original show. And I'm like, I got to thinking about the original show. I'm like,
I forgot.
This is nothing like the original show. I'm like,
okay.
I'm like,
see, I didn't
like,
even put that. I mean,
what?
I don't know. So yeah, I knew that she was like she's the one that had that released that scoop or that she leaked that
the
whatever the plan was. But she was the daughter of or niece of the reporter.
Yeah,
the
black
one,
reporter.
Season,
yeah, really, but like he would get threatened all the time, and it was like really cool.
Yeah,
and then like she gets like mildly threatened, and she looks like she's gonna die, and I'm like,
this is just not
the same. Like, just not.
Every time the episode ends, it says, would you like to watch Daredevil next? And I'm like, yes. And it keeps saying, like, yeah, I just want to watch that. It's so much better.
Yeah.
It is so much better.
Yeah.
So, just a snooze fest.
Yep. Yeah. And then did you see John Wick 5?
Yeah. I guess it's not an April Fool's joke.
Not an April Fool's joke. okay. I guess if they want to just continue with that IP.
Keanu Reeves was asked in an interview recently if he was gonna do John Wick 5, and his answer was he's dead. So that's all you need to know. It's like, exactly, he's dead.
Yeah,
just let him be dead. He'd had a great ending. In fact, I think John Wick 4 is an awesome movie. Mm-hmm. And I think that was they concluded that series well, and they don't need to make a fifth one.
Yeah,
but it makes money, so they'll do it.
Yep.
So
yep, they offered Keanu Reeves a lot of money.
And probably won't make money. So
I don't know. I think it might do decent.
You think so?
Because John Wick's in it. I mean, I don't think it's going to do as bad as a lot of other stuff that comes out, like with that's just overly saturated. Because John Wick's in it, what's her name? Anna de Armas. She's got a big following. So I think it's going to do better than a lot of Disney stuff does. Like when we're like, oh yeah, it's going to be bad. It's not going to do as good as like the John Wick movies by any means. But
I don't know, dude. I feel like it's coming out the wrong time.
When's it?
It's coming out at a time where females, superheroes, and female boss babes, beat up men. It's like, well, even if it's
well, if you think about it, like the trailer showed probably more of John Wick than her. So
yeah.
So if they continue to market it like it's another John Wick movie, they might be all right.
Right. I wonder if this is just coming out at the wrong time. Like maybe, 3 years ago or maybe 3 years from now, like it would be a little more well received. But I feel like right now it's just people are so over this.
Yeah, no, for sure.
I could be wrong. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Speaking of female, I was gonna
what?
Can I segue to another?
Oh yeah, go for it. Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to say about John Wick?
No, though? No.
let the character die.
Yeah.
I don't even know. Like, they have to resurrect him. Like, he is dead. So I don't know. But anyway, speaking of female versions of male characters, Meryl Streep is reportedly.
Oh yeah.
And we're getting more reports of it even today that it's actually probably going to happen. She has been offered the role of the White Witch. In Narnia. No, I'm just kidding. Aslan in Narnia.
She actually would be a perfect white witch, too.
She could be... I mean, she'd be old. She's old, but yeah. She could be a good Jadis. Yeah, Stubai, what do you think about this? Meryl Streep as Aslan. Aslan.
I mean, I'm not surprised, Aslan. I guess.
The Chronicles of Narnia Netflix edition. The rock and roll version.
It's going to be the female Aslan versus Black Witch. The Black Witch.
Black White Witch.
Yeah. The Black Witch versus female Aslan in the end. So, yes. I don't, like, I guess.
Boss babe fight.
I guess, these companies enjoy losing money. It's just their...
Yeah,
it's just their go-to. They enjoy making everybody mad. I think they're gonna see the backlash, and I don't think they're gonna go through with it. I hope they don't. Obviously,
but the fact that that's the thing. Like, I agree with you, but the fact that it's even on the table, the fact that it's even being discussed shows that for one, this thing's dead on arrival.
Yeah.
Two, it's. It means that they probably are considering it. They know people are going to hate it. They know it's going to cause an uproar.
Yeah.
They probably like all the attention that it's put on it because people are talking about it.
Yeah.
And
they think people are talking about it, so people are going to watch it. No.
Yeah.
That's going to deter many people.
Yeah. Right. I wouldn't be surprised if it doesn't happen, and I don't even know if we don't know if the rumor's true. Mm-hmm. It could be completely
that's true.
Baloney. So maybe not, but for one, like, it doesn't make sense. So is she going to play a lioness? Like, it can't be a male lion. Mm-hmm. She's a female playing a male lion. It was like training Aslan.
None of it makes sense.
What in the world?
It really doesn't make any sense.
But Aslan is the Christ figure in the Lion Witch, in the Lion Witch Wardrobe, in the Chronicles of Narnia. He is, and so it should be surprising that the character they want to gender swap is the Christ figure because they hate Christ. They hate God, they hate his world, mm-hmm. and they hate C.S. Lewis and the characters that he's created. And so, of course, they're going to twist it. Of course, they're going to mm-hmm. completely flip it upside down.
Yeah.
And it's the bride. It's the woman who goes and sacrifices herself for whatever.
Yeah.
Like, for the bride. The bride. It's backwards. Mm-hmm. For the man, it sacrifices herself for Edmund. She is flipping upside down.
But. Yeah. No. Well, it's kind of interesting with Greta Gerwig's Catholic background that she would want this.
I
don't know.
Who knows what that even means? Anyone can say that.
Like, yeah.
Grew up in a Christian household. I grew up going to church, but
Well, I think she was pretty devout Catholic growing up, but.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know.
Probably not anymore. Or if she is, she's of the breed of Roman Catholics who reject the authority of Scripture and follow after Pope Francis.
Yep. Yeah, probably.
So, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I laughed. It's just not surprising anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah. Whatever.
No, keep for
it
sure. Up.
Keep, just give it. I actually, like I said, I want it to happen. Just do it. But that's the thing. It's the same thing with Harry Potter. If they go through with Black Snape, if they go through with female Aslan, they're starting off at the worst place that they could possibly start at for both these shows that are supposed to span 7-8 seasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what are you doing? Like, this is 10 plus years of storytelling and filmmaking that you got, and you're already starting off you're alienating the majority of your fans.
Yeah, yeah, I know for sure.
Chronicles of Narnia fans, they're not gonna watch this.
Mm-mm.
Harry Potter fans, they don't want to watch it because you ruined Snape.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are you thinking? Where are you going there? What are you trying to reach here?
Yeah. No, it's crazy. Absolutely crazy.
They don't care. They care about their activist views and wanting to stand out and be different so that history will look kindly upon them when it really won't. But because they're that delusional.
Her story.
Her story. Right.
Yeah. Do you see the Five Nights at Freddy's 2 trailer?
I did not watch the trailer. I did see it. It's more of a
teaser. It's really short.
But yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I did not, but...
Yeah.
Do you hear that James Wan came out in a Freddy costume to announce the trailer?
Right.
Yeah.
Nice.
Or no, Jason Blum, sorry.
Oh.
Not James Wan. Yeah. Jason Blum. So, But CEO or whatever of Blumhouse Studios, he came out
nice
in a Freddy the Bear costume. I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, it comes out this year. FNAF 2.
When does that come out?
Probably in the fall.
Oh, okay.
Later in the year.
Yeah. That was about all that I saw. What did you see? Anything else?
They made an announcement about the new Conjuring film. I don't think they released any footage, if I remember. But Conjuring Last Rites. It's following apparently the final case that the Warrens investigated, and I tried to look into that. There's no definite. This was their final case they both worked on. There was a lot of little ones that they worked on towards the end of their career before Ed passed away.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know exactly what case they're covering in this film, but we'll see.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yeah. That'll be fun. I'm looking forward to that.
I feel like there was something else, but... I think there was some new... Oh, right, Superman today.
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch the Super... the 5 minute clip.
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
So apparently this is the opening shots of the film.
Really?
Yes. Interesting way to start your film off.
Yeah.
What did you think?
I mean, I don't know. It was kind of weird, and
yeah,
I thought the dog like hurting him the way it was kind of weird.
Right.
I'm like, technically that shouldn't hurt him because he's Superman. So it'd be like a dog, you know, jumping on you.
He's a super dog.
Yeah, I know. Like, so, but he's like, Superman. So it'd be like my dog jumping on me.
Zod. Like, think of Zod.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Zod's able to beat up Superman. So Krypto, he's Kryptonian, so he's able to beat up. Like, they have similar power levels. So.
Well, no, it'd be like my dog jumping on me.
Oh, I see what you mean.
It's proportionally. It shouldn't beat him up like as much as it was. It seemed a little excessive. I mean, maybe it's because he's hurt. You know, it seemed like maybe there was some kryptonite involved before whatever happened.
That could be it. Yeah.
And then the droids and it was all kind of,
you know, they showed us the Fortress of Solitude, which I thought was cool.
Yeah, yeah.
The robots are, you know, that is a comic book thing.
Yeah, for sure.
So I don't know. It's fine.
Yeah.
Apparently, the movie is going to span like 6 days, like the whole story. Hmm. It's going to like a 6 day period following whatever Superman's, whatever conflict he's dealing with.
Yeah.
People, I don't know if you saw this, they did another test. They did a surprise test screening where they got a bunch of exclusive people within Warner Bros. Or, you know, some reporters or something to come and watch a Warner Bros. Film, and they didn't tell them it was Superman. Mm. And then they, you know, James Gunn comes out and says, yep, we're showing you Superman. It's not complete. Some of the CGI is still not finished, but here's our movie. And apparently it was well received for the most part. There were some complaints, but a lot of praise, especially for like Lex Luthor and David Corn Sweat. He plays a good Superman, it sounds like. Mm-hmm. And it apparently it doesn't feel overly saturated with characters. I guess. So,
it'll be interesting, I guess.
I don't know.
Yeah, weird.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. A lot of that 5 minute clip, it wasn't. I wasn't totally impressed. It
wasn't like something to get you excited.
Yeah, really. No, not at all.
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we have Thunderbolts coming out less than a month now, a month from yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. I've seen a lot of marketing for it. Lots of marketing. This is a bolt. This is a Thunderbolt. Did you see that?
No.
It showed a picture of a bolt. And said, "This is a bolt," and then and then the next picture was a picture of one of the Thunderbolts, and it said, "This is a Thunderbolt." and then it would say, "This is this is Thunder, this is a Thunderbolt."
What?
And then there's another one. It was like some other type of bolt, and it said, "This is this kind of bolt, this is a Thunderbolt." And did it for each one of them. It's the weirdest thing.
Okay. Interesting.
I don't know.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I'm going to see it.
Yeah.
I don't have any expectations, really, though.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Also coming out this month is Revenge of the Sith re-release. I'm excited about that. I'm gonna definitely go see it. They haven't put tickets on sale yet, but I'm gonna whenever they do, I'm gonna get them. Hopefully, it comes out the day before my birthday or 2 days. Yeah, the day before my birthday.
Mm.
But we're also gonna be together that weekend in Arizona, so we can also try to go see it. I don't know if we'll have time, but we'll work something out.
Yeah,
if we can. If not, then we'll see on our own time
for sure. Yeah,
I just wanted to have that experience. Like that was one of the. I just remember that being one of the greatest like theater experiences of my life.
Oh yeah,
Revenge of the Sith.
Yep.
So
for sure,
I never talked about that, but
yeah. Yeah, that'd be fun.
But also speaking of Star Wars, did you see the trailer for the new Tales of the Underworld?
I didn't bother to watch it.
Did you watch Tales of the Empire?
I didn't even know there was Tales of the Empire. I was going to say, I watched...
So they had Tales of the Jedi.
I was about to say I watched a couple episodes of Tales of the Jedi and I stopped.
I would say Tales of the Jedi was actually really mostly good, if I can remember, like, from what I remember. Because they did a story about Qui-Gon and Count Dooku, which was so compelling and well handled. There was the Ahsoka story. Ahsoka, it was like 6 10-minute episodes.
Oh. Oh, then yeah, I would have watched it.
Yeah, there were like, they're short episodes. Okay, yeah. Really short. The Qui-Gon, Jin, and Count Dooku one was really good. The Ahsoka one was not.
Mm. Yeah, I remember that.
Tales of the Empire. I watched one episode of Tales of the Empire, and I didn't care. Thrawn was one of the arcs, and I didn't care. I don't even remember what the other one was. Now they're doing Tales of the Underworld, where we're following some bounty hunters action and the underbellies of Coruscant.
Yeah.
We have Cad Bane, which I love Cad Bane. I think Cad Bane's actually one of the most well written villains to some extent in Clone Wars. Mm-hmm. And then we have
you do thumbs up, it recognizes. I know,
thumbs up. That's weird. I was like, I something was moving on my camera. I was like, is there something in here? I was like, no, it's just a thumbs up. Anyways, then they're doing Asajj Ventress and continuing her story, which is, I don't know, I kind of care less.
Yeah, because that story hasn't been milked to the end.
Of course not. And we get another Inquisitor, because we want... definitely want that.
Yeah, because weren't there supposed to be 6?
There's like 20 now.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because, well, with Asajj Ventress, there was a whole arc in the Clone Wars that was cut because they canceled the show. Following Asajj Ventress, and she meets Quinlan Vos, who's a Jedi. Mm-hmm. And they have a whole story arc. They cut it, and then later on, Disney made a book called Dark Disciple. I read that book. It was actually halfway decent. They do a good job at finishing Asajj's character arc, and they give her a really compelling story, and it kind of brings out a lot of like her feminine side, and I think they actually handled a female character somewhat well. Mm-hmm. Where she actually needed a hero. She needed Quinlan Vos to save her, and there's this whole thing, and then she meets her tragic end, but at the end of the book, spoiler alert. I thought it was really good. I thought like, oh, are they doing that with Tales of the Jedi? But it doesn't seem like Quinlan's even in it, so I don't think that's what they're doing. But
interesting.
Or Tales of the Underworld, but
yeah,
whatever. Anyways, I'll probably watch the Cad Bane stuff just for fun.
Yeah.
But that's it.
Yeah.
Not interested. I'm just... But at the same time, I'm like, oh, I was like so unexcited and so uninterested because it's just another Disney Clone Wars thing that I don't really care about.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Well, I don't really have anything else. Did you want to wrap up?
Yeah, we can wrap up.
Cool.
Oh, yeah, I guess that is probably it.
Yeah.
Minecraft movie comes out this weekend. Came out last weekend, this weekend, as you're listening to this on Monday. Yeah, it looks even more ridiculous than... I saw some clips of Jack Black and Jason Momoa. Are just, like, all, like, borderline disturbing.
Do you see the one where they were eating the turkey leg?
No.
It was... Yeah, disturbing.
I can't believe this movie exists.
It was a square turkey leg. They ripped the square out of the turkey.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he like takes a bite of, or like Jack Black takes a bite of it and then hands it to Jason Momoa, and then Jason Momoa like throws it. I was like, what in the world?
How does this movie exist? I actually really want to see it at this point.
I know.
I just, it was
the
awful,
director, the director of Napoleon Dynamite, right?
Napoleon Dynamite.
Yep. I mean, Jared it Hess. Makes sense. The way what I've guess, seen, dude. What I've seen so far, and the ridiculousness of it, it's kind of making
just
sense.
Just wait until you see the scene where they're flying.
Yeah. Okay.
It's so weird. You're right. Like, this is Jared Hess. This is
Gentlemen Broncos.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah.
Nacho Libre.
Maybe that's what I'll do on Saturday. Is go watch this.
Dude,
it'd be fun.
Yeah,
we'll see. Maybe. We'll see.
I might see this weekend too. We'll see. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or I'll just watch Gentlemen Broncos again.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess I'll wrap us up.
Okay, I think you asked me to wrap it up, but yeah,
no, you're good.
You can wrap it up.
Yeah, thank you guys for listening. Remember, you can support us on patreon.com/thePowell Bros. We've got an exclusive show on there, and we put all our episodes out early, so there's early access for our movie reviews and this show here. And we're making a TV show that'll get released there exclusively. We're making a movie right now, which if you follow us, I released the poster for that. And it's a documentary titled What is Christian Nationalism? And I will be starring in it as well as directing it. And Trent and I are both writing it. And yeah. Follow us on X, the Powell Bros, to just keep up with that. And, but that'll get released probably on our Patreon pretty early before other stuff. But, I don't want to give any definitive promises right now on that. We're still working through that. And, yeah, we're making lots of content, and it's Patreon is our hub for all of that stuff, and it's also a way for you to support us and support our mission, and we appreciate that. And yeah, just remember to, when you're watching movies, make sure you're watching something that's good, true, and beautiful, and yeah, glorify God and watch good movies. We're out.
See ya.
Bye.